Yeah, my name is Scott Ashdown. I'm Director of Products and Solutions at iMation Mobile Security, and I'm here to do a podcast to help net security on Bring Your Own Device. You know, iMation, we're a scalable storage and data security solutions company, security, regulatory, and compliance issues. And my group specifically deals a lot of secure mobility, where you know, if you've got a really mobile workforce, bringing your own device is a huge issue. Definitely an important thing we're seeing from a lot of our customers. I'd like to start off actually by referencing a survey we just done, a poll through Harris Surveys, showing some stuff about one aspect of bring your own device. You know, this idea of removable storage devices. And not surprisingly, a good 90-91% of companies surveyed are giving their users the convenience of using mobile devices to put data on. And 81% of them actually are actually smart enough to know they should have some kind of policies around the usage of these devices as well, which is really great. The only thing is only about a third of those that have these policies actually enforcing these policies. Which you know is kind of crazy. I mean, all these grand automated systems, computers everywhere, making sure that everything is accessible, and people can get their jobs done, and these policies, the enforcement comes down to like a laminated sheet, you know, stuck in somebody's cubicle or in the wall of a cafeteria. It's not a great thing, right? And the results really bear that out. You know, those decision makers are coming back and telling us, you know, well, just under 40% of them are saying, yep, and this means that we've had some unintentional data exposure, which to us means that, you know, 40% think they've had unintentional data exposure, which means a lot more have actually had data exposure. Because how are they going to know? If they're not controlling these policies, they're not managing it, they have really no idea if the data is getting out there. So looking at that, if we say, okay, this is one case, you know, this is data leakage on these mobile devices, you know, it shows that this whole thing about bring your own device isn't just a fad, you can let people walk into your office. You know, you have to deal with the issues that are there. And we see that the scope of this has become much larger than it was just 5 years ago. As a company that did a lot of stuff in USB, if you take a look at at what people are bringing in now, it's mobile phones, it's their own laptops, it's tablets, it's music players like iPods. You have all these devices there. You do want them there. I mean, the scope of this thing is that this is what users want to be productive. You don't want to prevent people from, like contractors from being able to use their own machines. And if you're behind teleworking, and certainly 60% of private sector organizations are behind it, you know, governments all around the world are getting behind it now. Large percentages of people who are in organizations that allow telework are actually teleworking, like 40% or so. You want people using their own systems. You want people to be able to be mobile. If not, the whole value, the whole economic value of teleworking disappears. So in this sort of spot where bring your own device is so much, much larger than it used to be, we see sort of three important factors, things that are actual issues that, you know, you have to look at solving. The first is that these are brand new environments. Sometimes, sure, somebody's going to bring in a laptop that's running Windows 7, and your organization's running Windows 7, and you know how to deal with that machine. But if it's an iOS box or if it's Android, your users don't know how to use these things to actually execute the applications that they normally use in a regular office environment to do their jobs. But more importantly, from a security aspect, the administrators have no idea how to lock this stuff down. And if we look at hacking, if we look at one definition of hacking, it would be having deep knowledge of how something works that goes a bit beyond on how it's controlled. So if your administrators don't know how to lock down an iOS device or an Android device, that's a serious security issue. So this concept of a new environment, not only is it causing a training issue or a compatibility issue for your users because there's no standard work environment, it's a security issue as well. The second thing is policy enforcement. Once you say, okay, I think I know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'm going to lock it down. You know, how are you going to actually execute that when you might not be have an administrative role in the device you're trying to actually affect? So without any ability to really control that device, grab it and hold on to it, and keep your policies active all the time, you're in a spot where you don't have the level of control that you really need, even if you have the knowledge, right? You might not be able to have a malware scanner on this device. You might not be able to install it and make sure that it keeps running. Things like that, things that you really need to worry about. And the third thing, after these environments and about policy enforcement and having that admin control, is data leakage. And really, these devices, one thing that is a hallmark of them, and it's in when it comes to the cost of goods of building one of these devices, is a huge factor, besides usually the screen that's on a tablet or a phone, is the memory that's in these devices. You have gigabytes of storage, and that means there is a room for gigabytes of data to leave your organization, sort of WikiLeaks style, and go out into the ether and be picked up by competitors, be picked up by people who are patent trolls. You can name the type of target that that you can be if this data leaves your organization. So, how are you going to solve these kinds of things? How are you going to make sure that that you can keep the advantages of bring your own device without without exposing yourself over much to these security problems? Well, the first one seems obvious, which is really get to know these systems. And just like we got three problems, we got three solutions. And you get to know these systems really well. You get to know how to lock them down. You're going to be in better shape. Also, if you can standardize these systems with your own environment, even better. If somebody's got a personal laptop they're bringing in, is there a way to get your corporate environment onto that laptop without damaging the laptop, without removing what operating system and features and applications that the user themselves has put on there? Can they do it? Can they do it with a PC? Can they do it with a Mac that they want to bring in? Because lots of people are bringing Macs into offices now. Can you put your regular environment on there so that dealing with these devices is just like dealing with the devices you always manage? The second thing is really to make the easy path the safe path. The last thing you want to do is lock all this stuff down. You lock everything down and say you can't use any USB devices, you can't bring any devices and plug them in and all the rest of it. You're going to have users who will have their phones with them, and they're going to be taking pictures of their screen or taking pictures of documents, so they've got the data they need to work on that presentation, work on that spreadsheet in the evening or over the weekend. So as soon as you squeeze too hard and try to control too much, the control sort of slips through your fingers, and you've created a bigger problem by trying to force the issue. So really what you should be doing is looking at how to whitelist devices. Say, these ones are the ones I'm allowing people to use because I know I can control them a certain amount. You want to encrypt data on these devices when you can, so that at least if these devices are lost, especially if they're personal devices, they could be left on a beach, in a car, they could be taken to school by somebody's kid. You want to try to protect that data to some degree. You can also want to protect against some malware on these devices if you can. A lot of employees see this as a benefit. Put a malware scanner on somebody's phone, it's not only protecting the corporation from infection, it's protecting the user's life themselves. So with that easy path being the safe path, you've really helped solve a lot of the problem. Now the third thing in doing this, after getting to know these systems and finding out a way to secure them so that the majority of your users can bring in most of what they want and use it the way they want it to, making them really productive, is to manage this stuff. And if you want to just tweak these things one by one, that's only going to work for a small group of people. Any larger organization, anything where there's a changing landscape, and certainly in mobile and mobile devices, that's certainly the case. You want centralized management. You want that management to be effective wherever the user is, to accommodate teleworkers, accommodate contractors. You want to be able to remotely change policies, remotely kill devices, or just revoke or temporarily suspend their usage. You want all that capability. And one of the biggest things in management is that everything you don't control is to audit it. So if something gets through the control net, at least you know what that was. And this is a huge deal for compliance. So really, to sum up, for a bring-your-own device, the key thing is there's tons of devices out there. People want to use them, and you want them to use them. We've got issues like the fact that there's all these brand new environments. You don't have a lot of ability to control policies around them, and data leakage, it can be rampant if you're not controlling it, as shown by our Harris poll survey. And to solve this is simple. Get informed. learn how to lock these systems down. Try to standardize them where you can, because there's a lot of options, a lot of products from a lot of companies, Imation and others, that let you put your standard environment on some of these devices. Make the easy path the safe path, so you're not going to get caught out, and then manage the entire thing.